Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 billion youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. While Jim tries in vain to make friends with the Nahian natives to learn the secrets of the bogus Peter Stone, Kitty St. John arranges a rendezvous with the sinister enemy of Jungle Jim. She makes a dinner date with Peter Stone for that evening at the exclusive Embassy Club. In the meanwhile, Jim reports to his host, Tony Lowry, his failure to make friends with the natives or to gather any information about the bogus Peter Stone. Tony Lowry consoles Jim with the fact that there is always tomorrow and that sooner or later they will unmask the man who poses as Peter Stone. To cheer him up, Tony invites both Jim and Lil to have dinner that evening at the Embassy Club. Much to their amazement, they see Kitty St. John enter the club on the arm of the notorious Peter Stone. It is a triumph for Shanghai Lil, as she has been trying to tell Tony Lowry that Kitty St. John has been seeking an alliance with Peter Stone in order to get her revenge on Jungle Jim.
Well, our little friend Kitty seems to be enjoying herself on the dance floor. Take a look at that expression on her face as she dances by with that phony Peter Stone.
I don't mind Kitty so much. It's the smug, self-satisfied look that Stone gives us every time he goes by. You know, somebody ought to take that little fool Kitty home and give her a darn good spanking.
Oh, that isn't going to do any good. And you, above all people, should know that. You tried it.
What's that? Say, Jim, did you give our Kitty a spank?
Oh, a gentle one, yes. But she needs a good heavy hand.
Hold on now. Tell me about this spanking incident. I haven't heard about it.
It was the night that Kolo and I left your place disguised as islanders.
Yeah?
We were walking along the beach when all of a sudden Kolo nudged me and whispered we were being followed.
Don't tell me it was Kitty.
It wasn't anyone else. Kolo and I circled around and caught Kitty hiding in the bushes up near the beach. She pleaded with me to let her accompany us on our little scouting trip. I told her firmly but politely it was impossible and requested her to go back to the house.
And she refused, and you gave her a spank.
Oh, no. I argued with her to go home before I lost my temper. But she continued to be stubborn and refused to listen to reason. So I finally had to pick her up bodily and carry her back to the house. I put her in a room, spanked her lightly, and locked her there.
Oh, excuse me for laughing, Jim, but it is a funny situation. No one has ever treated Kitty St. John that way before.
She needs it.
Oh, that must have been an awful blow to her pride and dignity. No wonder she's become so infuriated and wanted revenge.
Certainly. That's why the silly little idiot made up her mind to throw in her lot with that cutthroat Peter Stone. She just wanted to get even with Jim.
Well, she'll do herself a lot more harm than she'll ever do me. She'll have a lot of trouble playing around with that wolf.
Don't worry, Jim. She'll drop him quickly. Kitty has never been associated with men of his type. She'll soon grow tired of his boorish manners.
Yes, but not before Stone has managed to get all the information he wants about us.
Oh, I don't think Kitty will talk. She'll play along with him to make us mad, but I'm pretty sure she'll respect our confidence. I don't think she'll give him any information about our plans.
I wish I had that much confidence in her. Personally, I wouldn't trust her as far as I could throw the anchor on your yacht.
Look. Hmm? Look, they're leaving the floor and heading out on the terrace. Tony, you entertain Lil. I'm going to follow them and see what goes on out there. I might be able to find out if little Kitty St. John is going to betray us. I'll go out the other way so they don't see me follow them.
Right.
Oh, isn't it just too divine, Peter? I'm so thrilled. This glorious night, the soft, sweet music, and little me with a famous man like you. It's just like a dream.
Better than a dream, huh? You're awake, really living all this. And believe me, Kitty, I'm enjoying it.
Are you? Are you really, Peter? I'm so glad.
Well, why shouldn't I be? I'm out with one of the most beautiful women in the Southern Pacific. In fact, anywhere, for that matter. One that knows how to appreciate all this beauty and romance. And I know how to appreciate you, Kitty.
Oh, Peter, you are so understanding and gallant. You are a real man. Not just a stuffed-clothes horse that thinks and talks nothing but silly old business.
You're all that a man needs to fill his life, his thoughts. Yes, and even his arms, Kitty.
Oh, Peter, please. Please don't.
Oh, come here, Kitty. There's nothing to be afraid of. Nobody out here. Let me hold you in my arms and show you how I really feel about
you. No, please, Peter, don't. Don't spoil everything.
Spoil everything? Why, Kitty, this will make everything all right between us. Come on, kiss me, Kitty, and tell me you feel the same way I do.
No, please. Please, Peter, don't. I don't want to kiss you. Please release me.
Oh, come on now, Kitty. Don't try to play with me like you do with those other stuffed shirts. I like you, see? Crazy about you. When I feel that way about someone, I show it. Oh. Come on, why pretend now we're alone? Come on, show me you care.
Let me go, I say. Let me go. I don't like you. Let me go. You're hurting me.
This is what you've needed, a strong man's arms around you, to hold you, to show you what real love means.
Oh, no.
I'm not one of those weak-kneed lounge lizards you've been used to.
Oh, I hate you, you beast. Let me go or I'll scream for help.
You won't scream. You haven't the nerve. You're one of those little girls who likes to lead the men on. You like the thrill of the chase, all right, but you don't like to be caught. You like to have your fun, but not pay for it. Well, you're going to.
Let me go, you brute. Let me go, or I'll call for help. Let me go. I hate you.
You started this little game. You did all the leading, and I followed.
Don't.
I've caught up with you. When I want anything, I usually get it. Now, come on, stop putting on those outraged airs.
You contemptible cad. Let me go this
not
minute.
Not till I get what I came out here for. Well, here it is. Let go of that girl.
Spying on us, huh? You want trouble? Okay, there.
You asked for it, and you're wide open to get it.
Well, that'll keep him down for a while. Now then, Mrs. Kitty St. John, go and get your wraps and hurry. You're going home. What you need is a governess or a guardian.
Why, you can't.
Do as I tell you and do it quickly. I'm in no mood to fool with you now.
Yes, very well. I will. What happened?
Oh, that's that phony Peter Stone. He got fresh with Kitty, and I stepped in and gave him something to remember me by.
Good.
Get Tony and tell him to get the car. We're taking Kitty home at once.
When the bogus Peter Stone came to, he was badly shaken up from Jim's terrific right to the chin, plus a nasty lump on the back of his head he received in the fall. Slowly and painfully, he picked himself up and made his way home, where Big Tom, his henchman, was awaiting him.
Hey, what's the matter, boss? You home early. I don't think you come home till real late.
Cut out the chatter. Give me a drink. Turn on the lights.
Sure, boss. Sure. What's the matter, boss? You sound mad. Maybe pretty girl not show up for party, huh?
Cut the questions, I said. Hurry up with that drink.
Yeah, all right, boss. Hey, boss, bottle and glass. Hey, boss, what's wrong? You got blood. Cut on chin. You have accident.
What do you think? Let's get this playing games. Come on, pour me that drink.
Sure, boss, sure. Big drink do you good, boss. Bad.
Dirty little double-crossing she-wolf. I'll make her pay for this, and as for that smart guy who plays detective, I'll get him, too.
Huh? What's wrong, boss? You tell Big Tom I fix them up. You know me, boss. Very good with knife. Do good job quick, no noise. Huh? You say what, boss?
Now, Tom, this is no little knifing job.
Huh?
I'm going to do a bigger and better job than that. Now, listen, Big Tom. You hustle yourself over to the harbor, see? Get a hold of Punchy and bring him back here in a hurry.
No, Punchy no good, boss. He only make trouble. Cause plenty trouble. He always have to have dope, boss.
I told you I wanted Punchy. Now, go get him. I know what I'm doing, so hustle out. Go get him.
No good, boss. Punchy get dope. He go crazy. Everybody know what he do. You let Big Tom do job. Do it quiet with knife. Nobody knows.
Now listen to me.
All right, boss.
For the last time, are you going to do what I tell you, or do I have to bash your thick skull in?
Yeah, all right, boss.
Now get out of here and get moving.
Sure, boss. I go. Right now, boss.
Come here. Huh? Tell Punchy I'll have a little shot for him and tell him to bring his plaything, see? He's going to need them all on this job.
No, boss, no. Not do that. Everybody know Punchy take dope. Go crazy. You always want to
get
kill.
Get out and do as I tell you, you whimpering swine. I'm in charge here. I know what I'm doing. Tried to make it hot for me, did they? Okay, well, two can play at that game. Only when I turn on the heat, I don't fool, see? Come on, don't stand there gaping with your ugly mouth open. Get going and be back here in an hour. I'll be come looking for you with a .45. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
I gotta move on.
Sure, boss. But it'd be bad. Big Tom...
Come on, come on. Get out of here, you swine! All right, pretty little kitty St. John. So you don't like me, huh? Well, we'll see about that. And Jungle Jim Bradley and the aristocratic Mr. Anthony Lowry wants trouble too, huh? Well, they can have it hot and heavy. And plenty hot. Plenty hot. Hot as...
So Kitty St. John's little affair with the sinister Peter Stone ends abruptly in what appears to be open warfare between Jungle Jim and Stone. What is this veiled threat he's making? What is the plan of attack he intends to use that frightens even so calloused a criminal as Big Tom? What part will the drug-crazed character called Punchy play in this sinister plot against Kitty, Lil, Jim, and Tony? Thrills and excitement fill the next episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure picture and comic stories. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in. We'll be right back.